Welcome to Just a Minute. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my pleasure to welcome our many listeners all around the world, but also to welcome to the programme four exciting, talented players of this game, who once more are going to show off their verbal dexterity, their humorous ingenuity, as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And those four people are seated on my right, Paul Merton and Maureen Lipman, and seated on my left, Pam Ayres and Dara O'Brien. Please welcome all four of them. Seated beside me is Trudy Stevens, who's going to help me with the score, and she will also blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And this particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Hay Festival at Hay-on-Wye in the beautiful part of Wales, which is now absolutely drenched in rain and mud. And we have a wonderful, enthusiastic audience who brave the elements to come and cheer us on our way. As we start the show with Paul Merton, Paul, the first subject in front of me is every trick in the book. Will you speak on that subject, starting now?
Every trick in a book, I suppose, refers to the idea that there is a book somewhere for each profession, and if you learn each one of these tricks, you will be able to find your way round any job. Magicians are very keen on their magic books. Budding conjurers would sometimes practice these routines in their bedrooms. You can imagine a lonely boy manipulating coins in his hand and thinking to himself, if only I could make one of these things disappear.
Pam challenge.
I thought it was a slight hesitation.
It was a slight.
Yes.
Yes,
yeah.
But I don't think it was enough to actually say it was a real hesitation within the rules of Just a Minute.
Oh.
He
all
was
right.
Going at quite a pace, you know.
Oh.
Listen.
Hang on, they've got a rope.
Just a minute, I want to get one thing. I want to get one thing. Who's running the show? No, I don't think it was a strong enough hesitation. Paul, another incorrect challenge. Keep the subject at 34 seconds, starting now.
If you buy a pop-up book, a 3D version of one of those things that we get in libraries, you would be amazed at the fantastic...
Maureen,
that is more of a hesitation.
Yes, that was a hesitation.
And there was another book. But
you keep going along enough, trying to find a different word to say what you've just said is a great challenge. Maureen, you have a correct challenge. You have a point. You have 26 seconds. Every trick in the book starting now.
Every trick in the book means every guile, every ruse, every bit of bribery, every bit of seduction that you can use.
Pam, challenge.
Oh, I think there was repetition of every bit of.
Hundreds of repetitions.
In fact.
Yeah, every's on the card, so she can repeat that, but bit, you were quite right, she shouldn't have repeated
that. That's what I meant.
That's what you meant.
That's what I meant.
And what did I repeat?
Bit. Every bit.
Oh, bit.
Yes. There are two bits, Maureen.
Two bits. And you
two
can't
bit
have two.
Maureen, you're
you've
right.
You've got though, the yeah. bit between... You cut the bit between your teeth and unfortunately didn't work on this occasion. Right. Pam, a correct challenge, a point to you. 19 seconds available. Every trick in the book starting now.
This is something that's said in a derogatory fashion about women. We all know about her. She knows every trick in the book, they say, in a disparaging fashion, meaning that the woman is perhaps not as...
Dara, challenge.
I'm up your arm. It was a woman. No, it was
yes,
woman.
No, it was women before.
It was women the first time.
Yes,
yeah,
women,
I jumped
women
in.
Women and woman. Yeah. Yes. And so it was an incorrect challenge, I'm afraid, Dara. But lovely to hear from you. And 4 seconds. Back with you, Pam. Another point, of course. Every trick in the book starting now.
Another nasty thing people say about females is.
Paul, challenge.
Repetition of about.
Yes.
About women.
About women. About
I'm going to have success plucked out of my hands.
You're quite right, because he's got in with 1 second to go.
Oh, that's not fair.
I know, but it's just the rules of the game, unfortunately. Paul, you have a correct challenge, yes. Every trick in the book and 1 second to go starting now.
1 second to go, that's every trick in the book.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gets an extra point. It was Paul Merton, and he's got a lead at the end of that first round. Maureen, would you take the second round? The subject here we have is flirting with disaster, Maureen. 60 seconds, starting now.
Flirting with Disaster is not dissimilar from the category we had earlier, which was asking for trouble in some way. And again, it seems to be related to women. Flirting has always been something which has been associated with the female species.
Donna Challenge.
That's repetition of associated.
Yes, that's right. Well done, Donna.
And it's nice to hear from me, isn't that it? Is that what you're going to say?
It's not that nice, you think I drifted off
or something like that?
No. It's nice to hear from you again. You came in very rapidly last time. You've got 49 seconds, Dara, on Flirting with Disaster, starting now.
It depends how you put this in order grammatically. If it's flirting, comma, with disaster, that is something I tell you some stories about. I've chatted up women, it's all gone hideously wrong later. I've done the flirting part perfectly, and then they turned out to be bunny boilers of the highest order. It starts all very well, charming glances, maybe a touch on the arm. Ultimately, we're all apes at heart when it comes to this stuff. You can brush your hair past your ear. I can't, obviously, not a point that comes through on radio particularly, but I do the gesture anyway. Then it just looks like I'm stroking my own ear for some sort of perverse form of sexual...
Corinne Challenge.
Did we have a double ear?
Yes.
You had the ears.
So Maureen has a correct challenge and a point for that. And 17 seconds on Flirting with Disaster, starting now.
Well, again, flirting is such a difficult art. It seems to have gone out of fashion. It used to be very good in Jane Austen's day, and people would lower their eyes. One thinks of Princess Diana, really, looking down and then looking up from under her eyelashes.
Pam, challenge.
Looking.
Yeah, looking down and then looking up. Well, listen, yes. Pam, you have the subject. You have 5 seconds still available.
She'll never make it.
Oh, that was so nasty.
Flirting with Disaster, starting now.
Another expression for flirting with disaster would be giving in.
So Pam had this, that extra point for speaking as the whistle went. Oh, she's equal with Paul, and the other two are just behind them. Pam Ayres, will you take the next round? On a wing and a prayer. That's the subject. Will you talk on it? 60 seconds, starting now.
When I hear the expression, a wing and a prayer, I envisage a young pilot in his shattered craft, limping home, his fuselage in tatters, coming in over the wash and calling out on his crackling radio, I can't hold her, skipper, at me rudder's shot.
Maureen, you challenged.
I'm not entirely sure about this, but do we say skipper in the Air Force?
Oh, yes.
Well, you might say anything. I mean, he might, under the stress of the moment...
No, he was stressed.
He was stressed.
Well, he thought he was in a boat.
He wasn't in charge of the sardine.
it's an Air Force expression.
He could well say to his chief pilot there, what would you say?
Skipper.
I know you said skipper, but can you hold it?
I can't hold a skipper. I mean, rudder shot.
No. Only if there was a cartload of sardines in the back of the plane.
No, you're thinking of kippers.
And she was coming over the wash, you know, down to Great Yarmouth, where you get the best kippers in the country. That's a plug if you want to send me a box.
What, do you think they're going to post them to you?
Well, they do. They do.
They
cure them there on the beach at Yarmouth. And it was an incorrect challenge to you, Pam.
Well, thank
you.
So
you have another point. 39 seconds on a wing and a prayer, starting now.
Clad in his leather bomber jacket with cream shearling collar, goggles and close-fitting helmet, he descends through the cloud canopy and sees, to his inestimable relief, the flickering, blinking lights of the runway stretched out across the fens, guiding him home. Breathless with emotion, he calls down the intercom, "We're coming home, by God, on a wing and a prayer." I don't know what else.
Oh, and you almost got him home to the end of the round. But they loved it, Pam. But Paul, you challenge first.
Yes, lost radio contact.
Yeah, hesitation, in other words. 11 seconds are still available, Paul. Tell us something about On a Wing and a Prayer, starting now.
I remember when I first put on a pair of football boots. I was 7 years old, and the teacher said to me, "I want you to play on the wing." This was for...
Pam challenged.
This is nothing like as exciting as my story.
No.
Well, you haven't heard the punchline.
No. Oh, that's just true.
Now, Pam, you're quite right about that. It isn't as exciting. But as we enjoyed your interruption, we'll give you a bonus point for that.
Thank you very much.
But, Paul, you were interrupted, so you get a point, and you still have, on a wing and a prayer, 4 seconds starting now.
I was about to take this penalty when this plane came out of nowhere straight towards...
Right. So... Well, this occasion, Paul Merton was speaking as the whistle went, and he gained that extra point for doing so. He's 1 point ahead of Pam Ayres and 2 or 3 points ahead of Maureen Lipman and Dara O'Brien. The next subject is a dirty laugh. And we'd like you to take the subject, Dara, and you start now.
It seems like such a welcoming concept to have a kind of a bawdy giggle or a car skating snort whenever... Oh, yeah, I hate this show so much. I hate this damn game so much. It's like he's designed in my own personal hell, this game.
Dara, I have to ask you, if you bang the table like that, I'm afraid the engineers will go bazonkers and...
Just tell them I was trying to communicate to the nation. Just listening. How irritating I find...
tell them it's an unexpected seance.
So, Maureen, you challenge first.
I was questioning the word carcasing.
Well, you can guess...
it wasn't the word I had intended to start with. And midway through, I thought, if I stop now, they'll get me for hesitation. Better to create an entirely new language.
So you got him for deviation from the English language as we understand it, as opposed to hesitation. And Maureen, you had the subject and 53 seconds for a dirty laugh starting now.
A dirty laugh.
Paul challenged.
Bit of a hesitation.
There was definite hesitation.
You could have made a ham sandwich in that hesitation.
Not for but me, you couldn't.
No, not for you. Cottage cheese.
Was just breathe in.
Yeah. I know, you only breathe in.
But that, and you rang the bell, call that.
Maureen, I'll tell you what I'm going to do there, because you haven't played the game quite as much as the rest, so...
I have to breathe, Nicholas.
Yes. But it's best to take a breath, as I'm saying, you start now, and then you can go straight away.
OK, try me, go on, try me.
We give... I have to be fair, within the rules of just... Oh, she's acting her head off now, if you can only see it. The audience love it, so we're letting go.
No, I'm waiting to breathe when you say it. Go on.
No, I'm going to say, first of all, within the rules of just a minute, Paul was correct, so we give him a point for his correct challenge. But we're being generous to you and saying you were interrupted. So you keep the subject and you don't get a point, unfortunately.
What the bloody subject is now.
And which is a dirty laugh, and you have... 52 seconds, and your time starts now.
Some people have a dirty laugh. I don't. I have a snigger or a giggle or a smirk, and you can't really...
Paul challenge.
Quite a lot of oars.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Oh. Or a giggle or a smirk.
Or a giggle or a smirk.
I'm sorry if you're disappointed in the way this game is played.
Well, here he
perhaps is... you'd be happy with quote-unquote. Is it Shakespeare? It's always bloody Shakespeare, isn't it?
So, Maureen Lipman has still got the subject, and there are 48 seconds. A dirty laugh, starting now.
The dirtiest laugh I've heard is Graham Norton's. It's a snigger combined with some sort of really mean kind of sound. I like Graham Norton, don't get me wrong, but that is a dirty laugh. Oh, I've said it twice.
I daren't say this, really, but... I know the subtext of the subject is Graham Norton, but Graham, we're baptist to Graham Norton.
Graham, yes. The audience are with you this time, Paul, yes. Don't worry. You have Graham Norton, 39 seconds, a dirty laugh, starting now.
A dirty laugh is generally attributed to Sid James in the Carry On films. I think Nicholas probably worked with him once or twice. And it was an extraordinary sound. You used to hear it coming across the loudspeakers in your local cinema. I can't really impersonate it, but I can. But it would be repetition, because it was a kind of repetitious sort of laugh. Also, if you think of a dirty laugh, one tends to think of something like a blue postcard or something like a seaside thing.
Two lights came on together, so what do I do?
You give it to me.
Give it to
even if neither of them were my light.
I don't want the subject.
I think we agree with you. That light did come on a fraction earlier. Right. Dara, it was your challenge.
And it was repetition for something.
That's right.
Yes.
And indeed. Of the word something, not...
No, of the word something, yes.
That's right, yes.
Sorry. Repetition of quotation mark something, yeah, close yeah. quotation mark.
Oh, we are playing quote unquote. Is it Dorothy Parker? It's always Dorothy Parker on quote unquote.
I don't know anybody could challenge it. A repetition of something, yes. Because he did, but he didn't repeat. He did repeat the word something, yeah. Right, Dara? I'm being pedantic, but I want to be accurate within the rules of just a minute, yeah. In case people write in, and they do write in. Yeah. Anyway, 16 seconds are still available.
They don't write in. It's me. I write all the letters.
A dirty laugh is back with you, Dara. 16 seconds starting now.
There are many fields of life in which a dirty laugh is quite the handicap. Working for the Samaritans, for example, doesn't.
Point challenge.
For the Samaritans?
No, yeah. He was going. No.
Wait a minute, it was only a moment ago, I was being booed for awe, and Maureen was your favourite, and now you've just turned like that. This is Rent-A-Mop.
No. You do find in just a minute the audiences are extraordinarily fickle, and they're turning out to be one of the most fickle we've 10 seconds still available, Dara. A dirty laugh starting now.
The other great problem, of course, is that when you have a dirty laugh, when people hear it, they have a tendency to track backwards and wonder what was the double entendre they've just missed. So perfectly innocent comments like, ooh, hey.
So Dara Bryan was speaking then as the whistle went, gained that extra point for doing so. He has leapt forward. He's still in third place, but he's moved. And, Paul's in the lead, then Pam Ayres, then Dara, and then Maureen in that order. And Paul, we're back with you. Would you take the next subject, which is poetic license? Well, we're at a literary festival, and it's quite apt, I suppose, but talk about the subject in this game, starting now.
Poetic license. I've never been able to write poetry. I admire Pam. She's been very good at it for many years. I always have that thing in the back of my head where I try for some sublime moment where you put the right word next to another and suddenly bring out an inner beauty which you thought neither words were capable of that, but then they are, and then you just think you've written a limerick which starts off, there was an old man from Bombay who called a bus to China one day. It said in the floor, don't spit on the floor, so he climbed up and spat on the ceiling.
Mm. Oh. Maureen,
did I get the muse?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Maureen, you challenged.
There were two floors.
There were two floors in a perfect Persian carpet.
Yes.
For the sake of the limerick, there had to be, and he started, so he was going to finish. Maureen, a point to you, and 34 seconds to take up poetic license, starting now.
The poetic license that allows me to say another limerick after Paul's already said one, which is, there was a young man from Dundee who sat down with a bump on a wasp. When asked if it hurt, he said, no, not a bit, you can do it again if you like. That's the kind of words...
Dara, it's challenged you. Dara.
Go on.
I'm just saying, because it was a hesitation in order to enjoy the laughter she'd created. I admire her for doing it, but nonetheless...
Yeah. Too long on stage, Dara. No, I'm afraid.
You were working the room beautifully at that point.
Yes, and fortunately, you cannot ride your laughs, as we say professionally, in this game, because otherwise it's hesitation. Dara, you got in there first. 19 seconds available. Poetic license starting now.
There are many writers whose poetic license should have been revoked at birth. I had to study some poets in Ireland who you never had the pleasure of in your educational system, whose entire opus was about TB. Nothing appeals to a crowd of 15-year-olds than a rasping old man discussing his pulmonary and breath-based illnesses.
So Dara Bryan was again speaking as the whistle went, has moved forward. He's now in second place, just behind Paul Merton, and then Pam Ayres and Maureen Lipman in that order. And Pam, will you take the next round? A roll in the hay. Oh, yes. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
My favourite roll in the hay would be baked with granary flour, split, buttered, and absolutely crammed with thinly sliced tomato, crispy chicory, creamy avocado, a great hunk of Somerset brie just going runny in the middle, a modicum of Gloucester Old Spot home-smoked ham, sliced extremely frugally.
Or in, so
it's Two objections. One, I'm feeling sick. And two, there has been no mention of the second part of the category, as in hay.
I was just getting to it.
Well, you might say that, Pam.
I was getting to it.
Well, I had the impression that her role in the hay, which is a joyous thing to do, was having all this wonderful food, which I agree was a bit vomit-making, but she was...
I think we should let her continue so we can hear her describe 700 types of hay.
I think, Pam, once again, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say that you have 36 seconds still available, a roll in the hay starting now.
I would fasten up my roll with a rubber band, lean back and relax in the hay with a glass of Mackeson and a photograph of Brad Pitt. Other sandwiches or rolls I would enjoy are tuna with mayonnaise, turkey and cranberry sauce, smoked salmon with a squeeze of lemon, or just...
Poor challenge.
Did we not have smoked before?
Yes, what? Smoked ham you had before.
But, oh. Oh.
Paul, 16 seconds are still available. A roll in the hay starting now.
When I look out of the windows now and I think to myself, as soon as this recording's over, I'm going to go out there and have a good roll in some hay. It's fantastic hay roll in weather. Just look. It's fantastic again. It's too fantastic.
Dara, you challenge first.
On fantastic, repetition of fantastic.
Yes, indeed. 4 seconds for you. Tell us, a roll in the hay starting now.
Hay gets everywhere. I'm not recommending this as any...
Paul, challenge.
Well, it doesn't get on the moon. It's not everywhere, is it?
No, but he was speaking metaphorically, and I think we know what
he was lying. You're saying there's hay on the moon. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm sure there isn't. We know there isn't hay on the moon because Aldrich has been up there and he came back and told us there's no hay.
And his first thing he said was, no hay, there's no hay up there. Waste of time going, there's no hay.
One step for mankind, one step for man, but a great step for mankind, and there's no hay.
They took a horse up there and everything, no hay.
So the benefit of the doubt to you, Dara, and you have 2 seconds of roll in the hay starting now.
Some of my happiest memories are summer eve.
And I'm sorry I misquoted this great man. What was it? He said, one small step for man, a huge leap for mankind. Isn't that right?
No. Giant leap.
Giant leap. I'm glad you came. Well, it's a literary festival, and I knew you'd help me. Thank you so much. And I give you this situation now because we're moving into the final round. Oh. Paul Merton's still in the lead with 16 points. He's just 4 ahead of Dara O'Brien. And then Pam Ayres, you've got 13 points now. You're 1 ahead of Dara, and you're 4 or 5 ahead of Maureen Lipman in that order. And Paul, we're back with you to start, and the subject is famous last words. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
There would be an awful lot of pressure on an individual who thought to themselves, I would like to get into one of these encyclopedias or dictionaries of famous last words. They're on their deathbed, they're thinking to themselves, I'm not feeling too good. Maybe now's the time to say this sentence that I've been saving up my entire life. You say it, everybody says this is remarkable.
Maureen challenged.
Say.
Oh, yes.
Another say is there, yes. Maureen, you have the subject. And there are 43 seconds available. Famous last words starting now.
Well, of course, it was Dorothy Parker whose famous last words were, excuse my dust. And then there were the famous ones. Then there were the ones from... Like, oh, no!
Then there was another, yes.
Famous. I can say famous twice.
Yeah,
yes,
you can.
But you say... let me hear what the challenge is first.
Well, it's just sort of collapsed, didn't it?
No, but because I thought...
It wasn't repetition, no.
I thought I'd said famous twice, but I haven't, because I can.
No, you can, but you did... And that was the deviation.
I thought I'd throw in a little Swahili there.
It was very good.
Paul, you have a correct challenge, yes. 36 seconds, starting now.
Oh, what a wonderful world it has been, as I...
Pam challenged. You're in hysterics.
Extreme pretentiousness, I would say.
Famous last words.
It was the gesticulation that I thought was extremely pretentious.
I know, but on the radio, it doesn't really matter how...
All right, then.
How
right,
much
then.
You gesticulate.
Famous last words. I was just being spiteful, really.
You were being keen, which we love. Right, 32 seconds, Paul. Still famous last words with you, starting now.
I have known many people all my life, and to find myself on my deathbed now, after 80 years. Ah, Martha, is that you? I see you in the light. Alice, is Alice here? Who's looking after the shop? These are the sorts of things that you want to say to your loved ones when the time comes for the fading of the light. I'm sure I speak for everybody on the panel when I say to Nicholas, well, I don't know if you've got a return ticket or not, but I wish you the best of luck if you can get back to London in the current state you are. And what a great...
Pam was challenged.
I challenged for deviation, why? Actually, because he was going on about going back to London in the state you're in, and I didn't think it had anything to do with famous last words, because he was talking about the railways.
All right.
If I die, I win the point, right? Yeah.
Listen, if those are your famous last words and you had all that strength to get those out, you're going to live for another 10 years like that. 1 second, famous last words, starting now.
I once invented a feeble joke.
My favourite last words were those of Oscar Wilde, who said, either that wallpaper goes or I do.
Would you like to hear my feeble joke?
Yes.
OK, the feeble joke is famous last words of the fatted calf, I see the prodigal son's come home.
Give her another bonus point for that, yes. Right, let me give you the final score, because Pam Ayres was speaking as a whistle when gained that point and another bonus point. Finished up in a very strong second place by our leader. She's just ahead of Dara O'Brien and Maureen Lipman in that order, but just 2 points ahead of Pam was Paul Merton. So we say, this week, Paul, you are our winner. Right, thank you. Thank you. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game, Paul Merton, Maureen Lipman, Pam Ayres and Dara O'Brien. I thank Trudy Stevens, who's helped me with the score. She'd blown her whistle with great elegance. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this lovely game, and we're also grateful to our producer, Talusha Galani. And we are grateful to this audience here at the Guardian Hay Festival in Hay-on-Wye, who've cheered us on our way in spite of the wet and the cold and this damp tent as it swayed to the sound of the breezes outside. From me, Nicholas Parsons, and everybody here, goodbye, listeners. Tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.